I noticed several weird things about the surfboarding cat. Thing number one, he was a surfboarding cat. Thing number two, he was wearing a t-shirt. It said, "Cats rule, dogs drool." Thing number three, he was holding a closed umbrella like he was worried about getting wet, which, when you think about it, is kind of not the point of surfing. Thing number four, no one else on the beach seemed to see him. He'd grabbed a good wave and his ride was smooth, but as the cat neared shore, he made the mistake of opening his umbrella. A gust of wind yanked him into the sky. He missed a seagull by seconds. Even the gull didn't seem to notice him. The cat floated over me like a furry balloon. I looked straight up. He looked straight down. He waved. His coat was black and white, penguin style. He looked like he was heading somewhere fancy in a hairy tuxedo. He also looked awfully familiar. "Crenshaw," I whispered. I glanced around me. I saw sandcastle builders and frisbee tossers and crab chasers, but I didn't see anyone looking at the floating, umbrella-toting surfer cat in the sky. I squeezed my eyes shut and counted to 10. Slowly. 10 seconds seemed like the right amount of time for me to stop being crazy. I felt a little dizzy, but that happens sometimes when I'm hungry. I hadn't eaten since breakfast. When I opened my eyes, I sighed with relief. The cat was gone. The sky was endless and empty. Whack! Inches from my toes, the umbrella landed in the sand like a giant dart. It was red and yellow plastic decorated with pictures of tiny smiling mice. On the handle, printed in crayon, were the words, "This bumbershoot belongs to Crenshaw." I closed my eyes again. I counted to 10. I opened my eyes, and the umbrella, or the bumbershoot, or whatever it was, had vanished, just like the cat. It was late June, nice and warm, but I shivered. I felt the way you do the instant before you leap into the deep end of a pool. You're on your way to somewhere else. You're not there yet, but you know there's no turning back.